The business news of the nation, region, and the greater Des Moines Metro made possible through the support of Creamer Law Firm. Business law and estate planning, visit creamerlaw.com. And AARP of Iowa, real possibilities for our community and our citizens, no matter the age, aarp.org.
Rolling through another afternoon, welcome back to the Business News Hour. In studio with us is Vice President of the Greater Des Moines Partnership. Her name is Meg Schneider, and we're going to be spending some time talking about the Small Business Success Summit. What is that all about? When is it happening? And who ought to go? Here she is, Meg. Hey, Meg.
Hi.
I haven't seen you since Tuesday morning.
We'll have to get together more often, Michael.
Exactly. What the heck are we doing here? Anyway, this is a new thing.
It is.
And something through the Greater Des Moines Partnership. I think Crim Cupcakes, all of a sudden I lost it.
Christina Moffitt.
Yeah. Christina Moffitt's under her tutelage. Mm-hmm. So what's going on?
Right. So one of our primary areas of focus at the partnership is to support and enable small business.
Right.
Together with the partnership's 23 chambers of commerce, we represent 6,000 member businesses across 8 counties, and most of them are small businesses.
Sure.
And a small business, there's such an essential backbone to any economy, and it is where so much of that growth happens. But the life of a small business owner is interesting, and they wear so many hats every day.
Tell me.
Right. That we wanted to carve out a day where they can hopefully find the time, make the time to step away from their business and to recharge and to connect with other people that are in that same boat. And it's also a kind of a strategic time of year, because fall, they're looking ahead hopefully for 18
planning
and making some plans.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. So what are some things that they've been meaning to fine tune in their business, or things that they need to catch up on, and things that are changing and emerging always, like marketing and those types of things, and kind of keeping on the cutting edge, but then also to just be inspired to kind of keep at what they're doing, because it's so important.
And you know, one of the things that's coming up, and we just had a story about it, and we're going to continue these stories on November 25th, is a Shop Small Saturday.
Mm-hmm.
You know, Small Business Saturday. And so this would dovetail well
right
into that, wouldn't
right
it?
Right, yeah. Small Business Saturday is a fantastic opportunity to get out and support those locally owned businesses, especially, but really just making sure that we do recognize those small businesses that are here, because they are really an essential piece of the fabric.
Absolutely.
That makes our communities unique. And we've got to be out there and support them. They're our friends and neighbors that own them. And if we don't use them, we'll lose
there,
them.
Money spent there stays there. You know, it stays in the community. Yeah,
we
get it.
Yeah, for sure.
So tell us about the Small Business Success Summit. When is this?
So it's on November 10th. So we are going to be at the DMAC FFA Center on that entire Friday. So it is a day away from your
this
small business.
In Ankeny.
It is in Ankeny.
Right.
It is a full day, but we're cramming a lot into one day, because we want you to get as much out of that as you can. So it starts in the morning, and it starts at 8 a.m. and goes all the way until 6. But during that time, we have 3 keynote speakers. We have 18 breakout sessions, and then 28 resource partners that also help support small business, like the SBA, the SBDC, DMAC,
right,
those types of entities that will be there also. So we're going to kick off the morning with Google.
Findability?
Yeah, but also the new thing that they're calling micro moments.
Mm-hmm.
And a micro moment is, think of us tethered to our phones, and mm-hmm, everything that we do is trending in that direction of not only just email, but shopping, et cetera, et cetera. So in that short amount of time that you're online, how can you get in front of your consumer, and how can you make the most of that really short engagement?
Mm-hmm.
So they'll be talking about that. So really interesting emerging trend, and a good opportunity to just, again, look at it from a 40,000-foot view and start watching that, so you know what that means for your particular business.
Interesting.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, like we need even less more time.
Exactly.
Okay.
Exactly. But who better to inform us than Google? They're the
right
ones that write the rules on all these things,
absolutely,
really. So we'll get it directly from them. We have a number of as I mentioned, workshops and breakout sessions throughout the day that really are meant to tackle all of those key areas of small business ownership or management. So we've got, when you think of finance, we've got a session on books and management, as far as keeping your books and QuickBooks types of tools, and banking and cash flow types of strategies. On the HR side of things, there's a great session on engagement and feedback, for employee growth and really
retention.
Keeping those,
exactly, mm-hmm,
retention, which is so critical in this. We have really low unemployment, which on one hand is a terrific story, But it means it's really an important time to make sure you are investing in those great people you have so you don't lose them.
Right, because everybody's looking.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Yeah, exactly. And then also just some general things to think of when hiring, how to handle challenging employee situations and things like that. Nice things to learn about before you have to use them.
Right.
Hopefully you don't ever have to use them, but... and then on the marketing side of things, we have a really exciting session on, it says, let's be honest, does your brand suck? So does
oh boy.
It? Yeah. And it's someone who has just finished a rebrand and someone who does this for a living to kind of tag teaming the presentation, which will be really insightful. So they could, the company that just completed their own rebrand can really talk about the difference before and after. Because I know often in marketing, that's one of those things that small businesses are hesitant to really fully invest in. But if you do and do it right, the payoff is really significant.
Well, so many times what people don't know in their small business mm-hmm. is what their brand is. Mm-hmm. And they haven't invested the time, not necessarily always money, but the time to ask what their – because mm-hmm. they don't really create their brand. Their consumers create the brand. And if it's not in sync – you got issues. So, yeah,
right.
Absolutely.
Right. And it's okay to be who you are and not try to be all things to all people.
Sure.
Because ultimately it's a disservice to your organization. So thinking of that and also along that line is your targeted customer. Who is your sweet spot and how do you find them?
Right. And where are they hanging out at?
Yep, exactly.
And so if you don't, I mean, if you are spending time with social media, for example, on a place where your people are not.
Right.
And if you're, okay, we're going to do Snapchat because somebody says that's a really cool, hot mm-hmm. thing to do.
Mm-hmm.
But your people aren't there.
Right. Yeah. And it's not a worthwhile endeavor.
I don't think so.
So figure out how people are finding you and then be in front of them.
Got it. All right. And all of this takes place in Ankeny at
right.
the FFA in Richmond Center, which, by the way, is a beautiful place.
It's a great facility.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's a great facility.
How do people, and we'll have links to all this,
oh,
but
great.
Just let's give folks the idea of how do you get registered or signed up? Or,
sure.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, again, you'll have the link, but the shortcut link on our site is dsmpartnership.com/summit.
Right.
So you can just hop on there. If you are a member of the Greater Des Moines Partnership or any of our 23 Chambers of Commerce, it's $79 to attend. And if you're not a member, it's $99. So it's still open to folks that aren't chamber members. Yeah. So
but
that's a really great opportunity.
What a great value to chamber members.
We hope so. We have a lot of folks that came in to help sponsor and help buy down that cost.
Mm-hmm.
And it was really important for us to keep it at a really affordable price point for small businesses. You know, again, that it's $79 is still a good amount, but we hoped it was achievable for small businesses to be able to pay that.
You know, it's one of the things we bang on all the time. If you're not taking advantage of your chamber membership mm-hmm. and your membership automatically in the Greater Des Moines Partnership, that becomes an expense rather than an investment. And if mm-hmm. you can make that investment and then take advantage of all these things like Small Business Summit, mm-hmm. then, you know, then $79 isn't a big ask
right.
because you're getting something out of it.
We always joke that it's like a gym membership. Just because I have it doesn't mean I'm in great shape.
Amen. It is the Small Business Success Summit. It's being put on with a whole bunch of people, but primarily through our friends with the Greater Des Moines Partnership. It happens on the 10th of November, right?
That's right.
It's a Friday.
It's a Friday.
Spend all day.
Go out inspired and think over the weekend of what you want to start 2018 with and really
take notes and start prioritizing
make
these
lists,
things.
Plan.
Yes. How important that is.
You deserve that time, so make the time to do it.
Meg Schneider, ladies and gentlemen, from the Greater Des Moines Partnership. Thanks so much for doing this. I appreciate that.
I appreciate the opportunity.
Always. Good to see you again this week. We'll see you next week, I'm sure, a couple of times. All right, we've got to step aside. Coming up next, we're going to take a look at what happened today on Wall Street. I can tell you it was a mixed bag. Apple stock went down today. Why? Well, the sales of the new iPhone just didn't quite measure up, and investors are getting nervous. We'll have that and more when the Business News Hour continues.